News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. My name is Matt. I'm the host of Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Are you that smart that you've guessed what we're going to be talking about? Anchors away, my friend. Navy Day is coming up, and it's coming up soon, just a couple of weeks away now. I'm excited to have back in the studio with me this morning the president of the committee, Dan McCourt, is here, as well as Jennifer Harrison, who, I don't know, you have so many different hats. What's your hat on this one, Jennifer?
Today we're talking Navy Days.
Navy Days all the way. So I'm excited. I know it's coming up May 8th through 10th, but there's a lot of activities. Dan, you told me last time you were here a little bit about how all this came to be. I'm excited that we're doing this here in Pensacola.
Well, first of all, Meg, thanks for having us back on. It is a wonderful topic. We're all about this. And in a town like Pensacola, which is such a huge history and heritage involved in its integration with the military. And mm-hmm. So although I love the Navy, I'm a Navy guy.
Right.
And that music got me all pumped up. It's a great Navy day. The title of our organization is a little misleading. Mm-hmm. It is actually about all the military, not just the Navy.
Okay.
And so
That'll work in this case,
it's going to be a recognition by the community mm-hmm. for and about our active services. But in addition to that, because this is such an integrated town,
right.
Also our veterans, our retired military,
mm-hmm.
we just love them all. And so this event is about thanking from the community to the military for all they do for us, specifically, but also as part of the community, because we recognize as particularly this year, mm-hmm. which we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Naval Air Station.
Wow.
Started out, of course, as a Navy yard before airplanes were even about.
But, right.
And as Jen pointed out just a minute ago, that is literally tomorrow mm-hmm. when this place got started.
Oh, no kidding. The anniversary's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. It is.
Wow.
So this is a... and we couple that with the 250th anniversary of our great country,
mm-hmm.
we have a spectacular combination of things to celebrate, including our local military, which, again, have infused this community with from the families and spouses they bring along, has made and laid brickwork in this place that just mm-hmm. goes on for these 200 years, and hopefully will go 200 years in the future.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I can't tell you how many people I've met along the way who've said, oh, yeah, well, I started at NES Pensacola, mm-hmm. or I started at Whiting Field.
And then they come back.
They come back, they retire because they loved it so much. So
it's
a testament to our community. But let's get focused on all the events. You've got quite a lineup of things happening for this.
Yeah, so tonight we have gallery night. Navy Days takes over gallery night.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the weather's going to be great.
The weather's going to be gorgeous. We'll be right by the stage with all our sponsors. We'll have our Navy Days tents up. The Blue Anchor Bells will be singing. and we're, working on some other entertainment as well. You'll be able to get some photo ops with our mascot, Jay Gosling. So super fun. Come out, learn all about it, get some pictures. We'll have a tent set up where you can get some photo ops with whoever walks in. We're hoping we have some military people that will be making some appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 30th, we have our Wahoos game. We take over the Wahoo Stadium.
Oh, how fun. Is that a Friday or Saturday?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, a Thursday.
So it's on Thursday,
okay.
Thursday.
Okay.
Again, we'll have our mascot there. We'll be throwing the first pitch. we'll have a jersey auction. You can buy tickets, and we actually get money from the tickets. So
mm-hmm.
everybody buy your tickets from our link on PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Okay.
For the 30th, and come out and have a great time at the ballpark. Wahoos are a great partner with us. And then we move on to May 8th through 10th, which is the full weekend of everything.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so it starts out with a golf tournament, which Dan will be playing in again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go hack up the course. I tend to move dirt from one place to another while I follow the ball around.
But I'm all in now. I spent the whole weekend watching the Masters. What could I say? It was fantastic.
But for that event, Captain Terry Shishati Village, a lot of people recognize that name.
Oh, I know that guy.
He's our chair.
He's our chair for that event.
Excellent.
And Astro Lincoln is the great sponsor for that event. So we got to mm-hmm. thank them profusely for all they do to help support it, along with all of our sponsors.
Yeah. Right.
Jen's going to run them down, but it's important we recognize them. But so we start with that golf tournament that day. We'll get
Where's the tournament going to be?
And that's going to be on base at AC Reed Golf Course.
Okay.
So anyone, by the way, that wants any information about any of our events or to register or participate can simply go to NavyDays.org.
Pensacola Navy Days.
I'm sorry, PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Okay, so there's still time to register if you want to play in the tournament. There's still some spots.
Yes, but you need to do it quick because if you're a civilian, unless you're going on with somebody who has DOD access, you'll have to fill out the DD-5512. We'll get you access. So it's doable. Just got to do it quick.
Right. Do it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait till the last minute.
No.
Okay. Okay. So that's on Friday.
It is.
And then?
We roll right from the golf tournament into what we call Night at the Museum. This is our third one of these. It's a gala, and it's a black tie affair, but it's a wonderful event, a chance to listen to some music, do a little dining and dancing.
Sponsored by Penn Air Credit Union.
And they, again, fabulous sponsor, taking care of us. And it's and we have one of our, we consider him local, Vice Admiral Cherico, who was recently the commander of the Naval Education Training Command right here at NAS Pensacola, is now up in Millington, Tennessee, as the Chief of Naval Personnel. That man is doing great things, but he's going to come back as our guest speaker. We'll be thrilled to have him talk to you.
Excellent. That sounds like a wonderful program, and there's nothing better than dressing up.
Oh, for sure.
And at the museum, it's so beautiful there.
People look great.
Venue for a party.
For anyone who has not had the opportunity to do an event in the evening in the museum, this is a pretty special opportunity. Like I said, to be in the atrium where we'll be with a flight of four Blue Angel A4s
right above.
I mean, literally hanging over top. It is.
I saw the Delta this past week when we had the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels over Pensacola Beach. Yep. Oh my gosh, the photos! Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
That was a pretty spectacular time. Going
back
to the big Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so we have that happening on Friday night, and what are the times on that? Do you know?
It is 6:30 p.m. Yes. Starts cocktails. 7:30 is dinner. And then 8:30, we'll have live music. So we'll have our speaker and there'll be plenty of time for photo ops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Blue Anchor Bells will welcome you in. They'll be singing as you come in.
I love it.
And Jennifer, I remember this is the last shot for early bird ticket sales.
So today is the last day to get
today.
For early bird pricing. Yes. So for the gala. So you'll get 20% off of your individual tickets if you buy them by today, tonight at midnight.
And what is the cost of the tickets?
The tickets are... It's $1,400 for a table of eight. That you don't get the discount on. But if you do have a group, you want to come in.
Okay.
And it's $175 per person, but 20% off of that
through
tonight.
Okay, good.
And we will have a QR code ready to go at gallery night tonight, so you can buy your tickets tonight and get that taken care of. Because if you're civilian, again, we'll need the DD-5512 filled out. But you don't want to miss it. It's such a beautiful event.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Well, we are celebrating Navy Days. And if you have any questions about this, there's a lot of things going on. And Jennifer and Dan are here to answer your questions this morning for Navy Days. All you have to do is text in a question at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to tell you more about the festivities. If you think it ends on Friday, you're wrong. There's even more coming up. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jennifer Harrison is here along with Dan McCord talking about Pensacola Navy Days. And any type of event or celebration like this, it takes a lot of support from the community. And it sounds like you've got that, Jennifer.
It does. We have some amazing sponsors. Navy Federal Credit Union and Pensacola Ice Flyers Foundation are our major presenting sponsors. Second year in a row they've come in, and they're just an amazing support. We already had an Ice Flyer night a few weeks back, so we were able to get Jay Gosling on the ice, and we had a fun time. And then we also have Astro Lincoln that sponsors our golf tournament. And this is, they've been involved since the beginning as well. Penn Air Credit Union, they do our night at the Gala Museum. They're a returning sponsor. And new this year for Fun Fest, we have Emerald Coast Hospice that's sponsoring our Fun Fest. Our 4K run, we have Coca-Cola and Baptist Healthcare that are sponsoring our run.
Good for them.
Yeah, and then those are our major sponsors, as well as the City of Pensacola that came in. They always come in and take care of us, and they completely know the value of community, and they want to be a part of it. So they're actually involved a lot with our concert that we'll be able to talk more about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As things kind of confirm with that.
Uh-huh.
So they're coming in big with that. So those are our major sponsors.
Okay. So we've got gallery night tonight. Mm-hmm. We've got the Wahoos game coming up.
On the
30th. Then you have Friday, the golf tournament. That's Friday, May 8th. Mm-hmm. And then Friday night, you have the gala. Mm-hmm. But there's more. Tell me, Dan.
For those, first of all, I want to make this really clear. This is a family-friendly event, all from end to end. And so when we get to Saturday, there's opportunities to participate. This is a no cost. Come out, have a really great time. It's outdoors. So on that Saturday, several things. It will, and actually starting on Friday, we have a Coast Guard cutter that's going to pull into port on the Thursday prior.
Oh, neat.
And it's going to be available for open visitation.
Oh,
so if
really?
The public wants to come down, it doesn't cost anything. Bring the kids, get a chance to go through, talk to the crew.
That's so cool.
That's going to be tied up right there at Plaza de Luna.
Okay.
And an opportunity to be there.
So
they're going to visitation.
The 7th?
It'll be all weekend long.
Oh,
starting
all weekend.
The visitation will begin Friday at 10 o'clock and go to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock each day.
Okay.
All the way through their departure, which is at the end of the weekend. So
how fun.
That'll be going on. And then other things that anyone who wants to come down that are looking for a great opportunity at very little to no cost can participate. So on that Saturday, we begin with a run. There's a 4K run as opposed to 5K.
I think that's good. The shorter, the better.
Yes. Yeah. So, and again, that's a run walk. If you want to bring the family and just have a fun time, bring the dog, bring the kids, bring whatever. So again, on our website is where you register for that. And get yourself a – we have some great T-shirts for our runners that are going to love to have after this thing is
over
with.
And the T-shirts look this year like the training plane.
Uh-huh.
So they have the colors of the training plane.
Oh, cool.
And it looks really cool, yeah.
They're well done, and they look great.
Oh, I can't wait.
So the race will start at Plaza de Luna and come back to Plaza de Luna.
Okay, very good. Okay, so you can find out how to get signed up for that online, again, at PensacolaNavyDays.org. But, again, that's not all. There's more.
There is. So as the run, which starts again from Plaza de Luna, goes up to Veterans Park, comes back and terminates at Plaza de Luna, which is going to be ground zero for all of our stuff, right behind them will be a parade. And a parade basically handled by the Pensacola Mardi Gras crews.
Yeah, Danny Zimmern and his team have done a great job.
They are fantastic.
Great.
So the crews are offering up their floats.
Oh, my goodness.
And a turnaround as opposed to the military, which tend to support all the parades. This is going to be the other way around, where now we're going to put the military folks on the floats. And the crews will support them as they come down.
That's great.
They're going to start at Veterans Park. They'll come down and then terminate down at Plaza de Luna as they then hit what's called the Fun Fest that Jennifer's heading up. So this is a particularly fun opportunity for families. We'll have static displays in the process. We're going to have a flyover. The Navy's going to provide some airplanes going over top of the parade as they make their way to the west, coming back down. And then we'll also recognize, following all that, the winning group. So we have several categories of runners, but the ones we are particularly excited about are the high school and the junior ROTC groups. There will be winners in those two categories, which win this huge, beautiful trophy.
Cool.
That we're looking forward to doing. It's a traveling trophy that they get to retain for the year as we come back.
Wow, y'all have thought of everything.
Oh, man, it's a really good time. So
We did have a question from one of our listeners. Bruce wanted to know, during Navy days, are there any good deals, in quotes, for our actual Navy sailors, I guess, in training and the guys coming up?
You bet. As I mentioned, all these these are no-cost events. And so they get to come down and participate in any of these at no cost. And we've worked out in the local with the streets that will be closed, a chance to come down and participate in this. So we're happy to recognize anybody as they join the Family Fun Fest. We're going to have a static display helicopter set up.
Ooh.
And like I said, the ship will still be there for visitation. There'll be music. There'll be food. Again, our sponsors are doing a great job setting all of that up, Meg. Anyway, so we'll also have some recognition by our county and city for this is all about, again, the community recognizing the military. So proclamations made from Santa Rosa and from Escambia counties. And then we'll have some words spoken by our good representatives, commanding officer up there at Whiting Field and the commanding officer down at NES Pensacola.
Excellent. This sounds great. So how long will the festivities last on Saturday at the Fun Fest?
So the race will start at 8. The Fun Fest will start right after about 9 a.m.
Okay.
And go probably till about 2.
Okay.
The parade will start at 10 and will also end at the Fun Fest.
Okay.
So everything ends there. All the food vendors will have other vendors. You know, different things, military related, all over, and then the cutter, of course, that you can
will be
tour.
There the whole weekend. Okay,
yep.
So let's do a quick recap of everything from start to finish. Can you do it?
You betcha. So we'll start tonight with a gala downtown. We've already had our great time with the Ice Flyers, and then coming up at the end of the month, we've got our night with the Wahoos. Then on Friday, the actual 8th, as we kick off that weekend, we've got a golf tournament followed by a formal gala at the museum. And then Saturday, we got the run. We've got followed by the run, the Family Fun Fest, and recognition. During all that time, we have the ship evolve for visitation. And then as we wrap up the Saturday events, we roll into Sunday with a concert. That's a quick recap of our events.
I love it. I'm so excited, and my face is, I'm smiling from ear to ear because my dad was in the Navy, and he would love every bit of this. So we need to go to what website again if we want to find out more and sign up for things?
Jen?
PensacolaNavyDays.org, and it's got all your info on there.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. These are our experts on Navy Day, so you got a couple minutes left. If you have a question about the events, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are Dan McCourt and Jennifer Harrison here on behalf of the Navy Days celebration coming up on Navy Days Week, which is going to be the week of May 8th through the 10th, that weekend. But things are starting even tonight, right?
We're kicking off tonight with Gallery Night downtown.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. Yeah. Where can they find you?
So we'll be right by the stage.
Okay.
So you'll see our mascot, Jay Gosling, who's actually my son, the duck running around.
It's a family affair, what can we say?
He didn't even ask for it. He's just got to do it.
He was voluntold.
Yeah. But he needs the volunteer hours, so it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we'll have, just look for us by the stage. We'll have the Blue Anchor Bells on and off for the evening. We'll have hopefully some other bands we're working on, Color Guard, things like that. And then all of our, you know, sponsors that can make it will be there. We'll have some photo ops with our backdrop and... Yeah, so
have fun.
You learn all about it, sign up for things, yeah.
And just in case someone joined us a little later this morning, you mentioned something that's happening tomorrow that I didn't even realize was tomorrow. Can you mention that again?
You bet. So for those folks unaware, this is the year that the Naval Air Station at Pensacola celebrates its 200th birthday.
That's amazing.
And literally is tomorrow. And, of course, it started out as a Navy Yard, and that is the day tomorrow. And that, conjoined with the fact we're celebrating our nation's 250th, this makes this year a pretty special event all the way around. So that's our theme for our Navy Days weekend this year.
I love it. The 200th anniversary tomorrow. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I love it. Okay, well, there's still more activities to tell everybody about. So you've talked about what's coming up this week, but then the actual weekend.
I want to kick off with, so we got Gallery Night tonight.
Yes.
And then at the end of the month, we've, as Jen mentioned
on the 30th,
we're working with the Wahoos. And for those folks who know of Whiting Field up there to the north, the commanding officer of Whiting Field, Captain Thumbs Elkins, is going to throw out the first pitch. So if you're a Whiting Field kind of guy, we want you to come down and watch and hope that Thumbs is not all Thumbs that night.
I was going to say with that nickname.
And gets the ball across the plate, which will be a great time.
And purchase your tickets on PensacolaNavyDays.org for the game, because we actually will earn money from those ticket sales to help us put on Navy Days.
Excellent. Okay, so that's coming up on April 30th, and then what's next?
And following April 30th, we get into the actual weekend starting on the 8th, as was brought up before. So on that day, that's a Friday, we kick off with a golf tournament on board NAS Pensacola and at AC Reed Golf Course. If you are not a former military member with a Department of War ID card, we'll need you to fill out a form. But all that's on our website. So you go there to find information, sign up, register as required, and pay if needed. After the golf tournament, we will roll to the gala. That's the black tie event at the museum. Again, opportunity. This is the last day to get early bird pricing for those tickets. You can sign up for that. Following that, we're going to then roll into the next day, Saturday, which again starts with a run, followed by a parade, followed by Fun Fest, followed by Speechifying, all of which backdrop with touring of the ship down to time.
All right. Jennifer, Dan, thank you so much for all your hard work to the committee, everybody that's putting this together. What a great celebration. Navy Days kicks off tonight, really, with Gallery Night, but it'll be happening all May 8th through 9th. Thanks, guys.
Meg, thanks so much.